On episode 122, it is part three of our look into U.S. soccer elections. Welcome to Soccer Works with Daniel Workman, where we take a look at how soccer works in the U.S. and around the world. This is part three of our look into U.S. soccer elections. On part two, where we left off, we were looking at the two positions that are elected at the annual general meetings. Those are president and vice president. On this episode, we're going to look at the voters. Who gets to vote in these elections? Contrary to what many would hope or would want, the public has no vote. The fans have no say in the president or vice president that represents your national governing body. Furthermore, players, coaches, clubs, club administrators, they have no vote either. So you start to ask the question, where do these votes come from? Well, if you go back to the very beginning of Soccer Works, I covered the four councils that make up the U.S. Soccer Annual General Meeting, the four councils that make up U.S. Soccer, and that is the Pro Council, the Adult Amateur Council, the Youth Council, and the Athlete Council. And that is where the votes come from. They come from some state associations, a few different soccer organizations, as well as the athletes and the professional leagues. To get more into the specifics of that, we will pick this up in part four tomorrow. Thanks for listening. Until next time.